Our new president loves to play the saxophone, and last night he sat in with bands at the inaugural balls. You know he'd just love to cut a record. Well, he's already on a new recording, only he doesn't know it. And he's not featured on saxophone, he does the vocals. It's a rap recording, which also features George Bush. Before we hear the song, let's meet the creator, who goes by the name The Invisible Man. He's a freelance composer who's also written commercial jingles. He took the opening line of the recording right out of one of George Bush's speeches.
Starting with Bush, this was great. When he was giving his concession speech, which was a very from-the-heart speech, and despite how we feel, or how, I guess how the majority feels politically, you know, about Bush, he still, the speech that he gave was very from the heart, you know, very touching. And at one point he said, see the exact line was, our entire administration will work closely with his team to ensure the smooth transition of power. But he said it, he actually sang it. Our entire administration, well, I mean, in other words, he sang it just in that, you know, in that tone. So, and to me, right away, it sounded like an Andrew Sisters kind of line, and I already heard the harmonies behind it and, you know, and the key and the orchestrations. So I went with that idea, and it worked out okay. And then all I had to do is make the other half of the sentence that rhymed and make it all and fit, you know, metrically, meter-wise, and key-wise, you know, into the whole piece, and it came together great.
I want the country to know that our entire administration will work closely with his team to ensure the smooth transition of power.
That's the speech. Here's the song.
Our entire administration will work closely with his team to ensure the smooth transition of power.
Hit the road, George.
To make this the greatest nation more safe and more secure, and to guarantee every American a shower.
If you're sick and tired of equal justice, sick and tired of hope, I'm sick and tired of the forces of greed and the defenders of the status quo. Even worse, if you're sick and tired of family values, sick and tired of drugs,
you know what else?
I'm plain old, sick and tired of riding in pickup trucks. It's about hope,
my hope.
It's about change,
change
from the cities to the suburbs to the countryside.
So I say,
it's about hope,
my hope.
I think anybody hearing your record would really want to know, how does he do it? So how do you hear music in the speech of a president?
It's, well, it's interesting. When most musicians, when they hear sound, whatever sound it is, they hear it as tone. You know, I mean, if it's a bird chirping or something like that. And in this case, most people speak in a particular key. And if you study their tapes, if you listen to them over and over and over again, you can basically pull notes out of their voice. So then it's a matter of just categorizing and cataloging the various sound bites, and you do it by key and also by meter. And then at the end you have a series of, let's say, 1,500 or 2,000 samples, and you start going through them and writing basically what you want to say, you know, but trying to keep the key in a relative key, you know, and...
So are you...
Basically, that's it.
Are you electronically altering the tone of each word or the key that they're speaking in?
Not at all. These are all straight samples. You know, at their, in this new recording, there were a couple of times where we took certain words and maybe stretched them a millisecond or two or something like that, just to make them fit better into the groove of the whole song. But as far as changing them tonally, no, they're basically the straight samples the way they are.
So you have a whole catalog of Bill Clinton using the word hope in different different keys.
Sure. Well, in various keys and inflections, and I guess I have maybe, I would just say a guess, but maybe 15 or 20 hopes.
Are there any?
See, in many cases, what you do when you're putting these things together is, when it comes to certain words, keywords like that, or even small words that connect the various sentences, you might want to catalog maybe 5 or 10 of each, like in or the or when or it. So when it comes to a part of the song where you need one of those words, you can go through that category and see which one fits better, inflection-wise and tone-wise.
So let me see if I understand. You kind of catalog words from different speeches, and you catalog mm-hmm. them in the computer. So if you need a hope in a, that sounds like an F sharp or something, you can
sure.
you can find it. Then how do you put it all together?
Well, then at that point, then I take out new discs and start putting together just scratch pad idea verses or choruses, just hooking all the lines together. And once it's done, I have the entire lyrical line, you know, all of the lyrics connected, but without any music to it. And that's when I sit back and, you know, that's when all the real arranging comes out and things like that.
When you put together all the words from different speeches and make them into a new speech for the purpose of your record, is it on a keyboard? You put it on a keyboard?
Yeah, basically, if you know how a sampler works, it's you could put any sound into a sampler. Nowadays, samplers are used for the most part for orchestrations and for making rock records and things, or whatever, any kind of music you can use a sampler for. I mean, for instance, sitting behind us right now, I see there's a grand piano. Now you can, if you wanted the notes of a grand piano, you would play one or two or three notes into the sampler, you know, and put them through a particular process and thus turning the entire keyboard into a grand piano. And you do the same thing with violins or with cellos or French horns or any instrument that you want. So in this case, I put all of the samples down on one keyboard, and once I have a good majority of them down, let's say 61 or so samples, then I'll sit back and start playing them back and forth to see which ones fit. You know, it also has to do a lot with the meaning that I'm trying to put across, because I'm trying to write an idea. I'm trying to make these people say certain things, and then you have to rhyme them, you know, and then you have to do it all within a tonal range. So it's just like writing a song, but it's like writing a song with someone else's words. It's like taking a paragraph from a book and me handing it to you and saying, please write a song from this paragraph, but only using these words.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The recording It's About Hope was created by the Invisible Man with help from producers and backup singers who have all worked with Stevie Wonder. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.